Hello.
Hi, Sherry. It's Abigail from Family First Care. How are you?
I'm much better this week.
Okay, that's good. That's good. So are you still?
I thought I had the flu, but I had COVID, so I was out for a
Oh
couple.
my.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
Well.
got the flu shot, but I didn't get the COVID shot, so bad on me.
Oh my. Yeah. It's been tough the past couple of weeks. A lot of things going around.
Oh, and my nose looked like it was a hurricane underneath of it. I was like, oh, I'm so tired of blowing my nose. So
Oh
I am so
my
sorry I haven't got back to you. Yes, we're still on. I'll get you the bank statements. That's what you need.
Yeah, we needed the bank statements.
I'm only getting
Did you get,
disability. That's all I have coming into my
okay,
bag is
did you
disability.
get
And it's
a
only,
letter? Yeah, whatever you have, whichever bank statements,
I have it from
I sent you the list of what
the
needs to be collected.
okay, because I have the from the government what I'm getting each month,
Yeah,
and
so
then
that's what.
I got December's, but I didn't get October, November, so I'm still missing those checks. So I'm going bankrupt at the moment.
Okay, so wherever you're getting your money from, that's what the county needs to know. If you had any bank accounts open in the last 5 years, they will need the
No.
bank statements from that. No bank accounts open in the last 5 years?
No, the same one where the checks are going into.
Okay,
That's
I'm
it.
sending, okay, wherever you're getting your money from, that's what they need to know. I'm
Yeah,
sending
Citizen
a list.
Bank.
Okay, it's a bank?
Citizen Bank in Westchester.
So, and they give you money from who?
Disability.
Okay, I just sent you a list of all the documents that, you know what? Firstly, did you get a letter of approval from Maximus ever?
What?
Did you get the letter of approval from Maximus?
No.
Okay, let's call into the independent enrollment broker and ask them exactly where we're holding, just so we know, okay? I want to
Okay,
be sure.
Ryan, I'm on the phone. I'll call Sandy back in a minute, tell him. I know. Tell him I'll call him back in a minute. Oh my God, I have a grown man. He's like a child.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, Sherry, I'm gonna call in. Just before we do that, I wanna confirm with you. You're not making more than $2,900 a month from your monthly payments, right? From your monthly bills that you get.
I'm trying to pay my electric and my mortgage and everything else, and
Are you making more than $2,900 from wherever you're getting the money from?
hell no.
Okay, fine. I just need to go through these things quickly just to make sure. Do you own a
Yeah.
home or a car?
No. I own a home, which I'm trying to keep. And I have no car.
You own a home?
I'm in the processing owning it. I've lived here 30 years and I'm paying it off.
Okay, so
And I
the
don't want
issue,
my ex-husband to get it. My soon
right.
to be ex. I don't want him to have the house.
Yes, that makes sense. The only issue here is that the government sometimes runs into issues when a patient has a great asset for over $8,000, which I'm assuming your home is. So we usually don't like to go through this whole process. For some reason, we didn't catch this along the way, but they didn't say anything either by the assessment.
I
I
don't
can.
own the home yet. I mean, I'm still paying off the mortgage, so I don't own it.
Do you have any other assets for over $8,000, whether in cash value in the bank, any objects,
no.
anything over $8,000?
No, wish I would have cashed them in earlier.
Okay, so you're trying to get this home. So, like I said, the government will take, sometimes they run into issues when, I don't know what's going to be, but they run into issues once the patient passes away, they will take away any great asset that the patient has that's over $8,000 because this agency is government paid. So if we pay your caregiver through our agency,
you
then
want back
the government
pay.
Has, sorry?
You want the government wants a back pay.
The government will, I'm sorry, I missed what you said.
They want a back pay, and they know they're going to get their money back.
Yeah, they're going to take any asset that the patient has for whatever reason. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So right now you don't own the home. I honestly don't know what to tell you because you're trying now to get the home.
Yeah. Let me talk. I have a lawyer that's a friend. I'll call him and give you a call back on Friday. Is that good?
Yeah, sure. No problem.
Okay. Thank you.